Item number 11 is the quarterly fund transfers update.
Sure. So this is a quarterly update of all fund transfers, adjustments to our budget that we have made in the past quarter. And this year we have substantially more than usual because we're getting more awards than usual. So I'll just walk you through here. Some of these items, happy to answer any questions, but most of these are related to either just accounting adjustments internally or recognizing new grant awards. So we have that basic community aid realignment that I spoke to earlier with CSP and TCM that realigns that allocation consistent to how we have it in the 2022 budget. We have an AOTP federal grant, which is actually reducing our revenue and expenditure for this grant because it's a multi-year award and we're needing some of this award in a future fiscal year. Similarly, in the we have a core grant award in our wraparound program. We have recognized this professional services fund transfer is for those SIA consulting costs that the board approved back in June, those folks that Mike had just indicated that he just got off the phone with to fully resolve our system improvement agreement, has recognized the expenditure budget for those consulting services. We have a national suicide prevention lifeline funding grant for some phone infrastructure costs related to that initiative. Greater Milwaukee Foundation grant in the amount of $43,000 to help with telehealth services for folks in our AOTP program. Additional community mental health block grant awards and additional transfer moving expenses out of our personnel salary cost and into temp services as we increase our reliance on temporary staff in our inpatient setting. Lastly, additional $4.8 million in additional expense and revenue authority in our youth CCS program as that program continues to expand.
Very good. Comments, questions? Back to you, Jody.